They didn't need to tell me. How could he live after all they did to him? I feel nothing. Nothing but hatred. Hatred for every one of them. Most of all for the man responsible. I shall never stop hating him. Never. 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 Never.
Origami, A Tale of the Supernatural by Jill Higham, with Sean Barrett, Carol Boyd, Christopher Schooler, and Helen Worth.
Mrs. Bestel.
That's right.
Good afternoon.
You must be Mr.
Kimoto.
How do you do? Come on in.
Thank you. I am not too early.
No. The agency said between 2 and 3. Well, I expect you'd like to go up and see the flat straight away.
If you don't mind. I prefer not to be absent too long from my office.
This way. How long have you been over here, Mr. Shimojo?
Approximately 6 months. Before starting my job, I did a course to improve my English.
Yeah, it was obviously effective.
Thank you. Our child?
My daughter, Lucy. She's practicing conjuring tricks, her latest craze.
They did not tell me there were children in the house.
Oh, just the one. She's very good. She won't disturb you.
Oh, but I like children.
This is the flat. It's self-contained, except for the bathroom. Bedroom, living room, and a small kitchen. We'll start with the living room, shall we?
After you, please.
As you see, the whole flat's been newly decorated. The old lady who had it before was a sitting tenant.
Sitting?
I bought the house with her already in it.
A protected tenancy.
Yes. She'd been here for years. I offered to do the flat up when we came, but she preferred it as it was.
Mummy.
Oh, here's Lucy. Come and meet Mr. Shimojo, darling.
Hello, Lucy.
Hello. Is he going to take the flat?
Give him a chance. He's only seen this room.
Which I like very much.
You should have seen it when the tortoise was here.
Who?
Our nickname for the old lady. She was called Shelley.
Shell. Tortoise.
Oh, yes. I see.
She was rather like a tortoise, too.
All hunched and wrinkled.
As soon as she saw us, she'd pop her head back inside the flat. She was a bit of a recluse.
She was creepy.
Oh.
Telephone.
Would you excuse me a minute, Mr. Shimojo? Feel free to look around.
Thank you. Yes. It is a very pleasant room.
When she was here, the walls were all brown and peeling.
Then you must have done one of your conjuring tricks.
How did you know about them?
Your mother told me. What tricks can you do?
Well, my best is the vanishing thimble.
Hello? 888-903.
May I speak to Mrs. Bestel, please?
Helen Bestel here.
Oh, hello. You don't know me. My name's Peter Trent. I'm a relative of Enid Shelley's.
You must be the one the solicitors were trying to trace.
I was in Canada until recently. I've only just heard about her death. I believe you had to cope with everything.
Well, there wasn't much to do, really.
Well, I'm very grateful anyway. The solicitor said there were some things to collect.
Just a few personal effects. Nothing of any value.
Perhaps I could pop round sometime. I'm based in London now.
Of course. When will be convenient? I'm around most of the time, as it's school holidays. Sit down, Mr. Trent.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Lucy, would you put the kettle on?
All right.
You're a cousin of Mrs. Shelley's, then?
Several times removed. I met her once or twice as a boy, but then my family lost touch. Mm. When she came to live here, presumably. Well, you'll know more about her than I do.
Oh, I doubt it. I tried to make friends, but she'd never come down here. Just stayed up there in her own little world.
I remember hearing she was a bit odd. Never got over her husband's death.
When did he die?
Oh, way back, during the war.
As long ago as that. And there were no children?
No. That might have been different if there had been. But if there are children, one has to pull oneself together.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. You're a widow, aren't you?
Oh, I was lucky. I had Lucy. Otherwise, it's easy to understand people escaping into themselves. I've got her things in a carrier bag. Nothing much. A few pictures and ornaments, and there's a box containing some photographs and letters. From her husband, I imagine. They're tied with a ribbon.
Well, thanks. Well, it's good of you to have hung on to them.
Oh, I didn't like to throw them out. You will stay for a cup of tea, won't you?
If it's no trouble.
Our new tenant's moved in today. I expect he'd like one, too. Lucy?
Yes?
Run up and ask Mr. Shimojo if he'd like to join us for tea.
Okay.
Shimojo?
That's right.
A Jap, is he?
Yes. Why?
Nothing. I'm told they make excellent tenants.
Mr. Shimojo?
Hello, Lucy. I am in here. Come and tell me what you think of my room.
Oh, it's lovely.
You approve?
It's more like a garden than a bedroom. Birds and flowers and animals.
You mean the mobiles?
They're beautiful.
They are very simple to make.
You made them yourself.
It is only a matter of folding paper into different shapes. We call it origami.
Oh, yes.
It is my hobby, a relaxation from my office work.
I've made paper darts and things, but nothing like this. I love the peacock.
He is my favorite, too.
Would you teach me to make them?
Of course. Now, come and see the other room.
What a fantastic screen.
It is hand-painted by the same artist who did the watercolors.
It's lovely.
And what do you think of this?
Gosh.
Another hobby of mine. Collecting old swords of my country.
Are those two a pair?
Yes.
Why is one shorter than the other?
Because they are daisho. That means the great and the small. The samurai Japanese warrior carried one of each tucked in his sash.
May I hold the little one?
Yes. But be careful. Do not take it out of its sheath. It is very sharp. There.
Thank you.
In ancient times, the blade was polished by a special technique. Unhappily, it is no longer known, and there is no modern method to compare. Lucy?
Huh?
Are you all right?
Yes. Just felt a bit funny.
Let me take that.
I don't think I like your swords as much as the paper animals.
They are not for children.
Lucy!
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Mummy wants to know if you'd like to join us for tiffin.
Tiffin?
I meant tea. Why did I say tiffin?
Ready for lights out. Sleepy girl. Mm. Let's tuck you in.
I'm glad Mr. Shimojo has come to live here.
So am I. He seems a very nice young man.
He's going to teach me origami.
Is he?
And then I can make mobiles like his.
Snuggle down now.
Mummy?
Yes?
What does tiffin mean?
Tiffin? In what context?
None. It just came into my mind. Does it mean tea?
Yes, or some sort of light meal. I connect it with the colonies, British ladies in the Far East. You don't hear the expression nowadays.
It's impossible to believe that 6 months ago my day consisted only of shopping and gossip and tiffins with friends. Today has consisted of little else but scrubbing down walls. Sometimes I think this is all a bad dream. I shall wake up, and my hands will be white and manicured again, and I shall be able to soak in a hot, scented bath. And above all, In the evening, Robert will be home.
Good evening, Mr. Shimojo.
Good evening.
Did you have a good day?
Yes, thank you.
May I have a word with you while Lucy's upstairs?
Of course.
I only wanted to say I hope she isn't being a nuisance.
Sorry?
Intruding on your privacy.
Good gracious, no. I enjoy her company.
It's awfully kind of you to bother with
her. It is no bother. I have young nephews and nieces at home. I miss them. Unless you have objections.
Oh, no, no. I'm delighted she gets on so well with you. She tends to be a bit of a loner. It's nice for her to have company rather than me.
Then please do not worry.
The conjuring tricks must be wearing a bit thin. Getting rather tedious.
This evening we will have a change. We are starting on origami.
Oh, I know. I've heard nothing else all day.
I cut the paper up, like you said, into squares and oblongs and triangles.
Did you measure them carefully?
I think so.
Yes, that looks excellent.
I'm quite good at geometry.
Accurate preparations are essential for origami. So, I will teach you first the simple folds that form the basis of all paper models.
Why have you taken the little one down?
Huh? Are you Kashina?
Didn't you know it wasn't there?
Yes, a samurai sword about a foot and a half long in a black lacquered scabbard with a horn top. It was one of a pair. No, the other one's still there, and so is the rest of his collection. No, nothing as far as we can see. No, I don't think so. No one at all. Yes. All right. Thank you, Sergeant. They're sending someone round.
What, now?
Yes.
Thought we were doing our origami.
Don't be so selfish, Lucy.
We will continue tomorrow. I'm sorry to cause so much trouble, Mrs. Bestow.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's dreadful. I can only think someone saw your window open and shinned up the drain pipe.
Why didn't he take anything else?
Perhaps he was disturbed. Heard us come into the house. After all, we don't know when it happened.
I wish I could be certain when I last saw it. But you know how it is.
Yes, one takes things for granted.
It could have been taken any time since the weekend.
I hate whoever it was.
The police asked me if any strangers had been to the house since you arrived, but we've had no callers at all.
Yes, we have. Mrs. Shelley's cousin.
I must say, I take a pretty dim view of it. I come round here to collect Cousin Edith's junk. Next thing I know, I'm being accused of pinching your lodger's belongings.
I'm sure they didn't.
I didn't even know Shimojo had a sword collection.
I expect it was just a routine check.
Since when have the police been so bloody conscientious?
I've already apologized. What more can I say? For what it's worth, I was questioned pretty thoroughly, too.
I'm sorry, though. The whole thing's ludicrous. What the hell would I want with a samurai sword, anyway?
Would you like a drink?
I don't deserve it, but yes, please.
Sherry, wine, order some brandy.
Just a drop. I'll be had up for drunken driving next.
I wouldn't have given your name, only they asked if there'd been any strangers around, and Lucy mentioned you.
Ah, so I've Lucy to thank, have I?
Oh, I'm sure she never thought that you were... You know what children are.
Thank you. So, where is the young grass?
Where she always is these days.
Now, push the flap through. Good. That is the fold you will use for heads, beaks, wings, etc.
I see.
So, now you know all the basic folds.
Can we make something now?
How about a flying crane? That is what the children in my country begin with. You know the bird called a crane?
Isn't it rather like a stork?
That's right. In my country, it is said that to fold 1,000 paper cranes is to gain your most desired wish.
1,000?
At the very least. After the war, I am told, the children of Japan folded paper cranes and sent them all over the world as wishes for peace.
Even to America and Britain?
Everywhere.
Even though we dropped the atom bombs on your country?
Many bad things were done in that war. So, let us make... our crane.
When I make 1,000, I'll wish for your sword to be found.
Let us start with one, shall we?
I feel better.
You look less like a volcano about to erupt.
I shouldn't have reacted so strongly, but I had a bit of a day already. Pressures at work, phone call from my ex-wife. All I needed was that copper.
You're divorced, are you?
Ah, good as. It'll be finalized next week. But we separated over 2 years ago. That's one of the reasons I took the job in Canada.
To help get over it?
I needed to make a complete break. We've no children to consider. Julia's one of those civilized people who believes it's possible for everyone to remain good friends.
And it isn't.
Well, not for me. That was what the phone call was about. She thought we should have dinner together the night the divorce comes through.
What did you say?
That I already had something on. I certainly don't fancy toasting our divorce. As if it was the result of a whim and not 5 painful years. Now, how long have you been widowed?
Nearly 8 years. Lucy was only 3 when John died.
She won't remember him then?
Barely.
You've never thought of marrying again? I'm sure you've had opportunities.
Sometimes I felt I should, for Lucy's sake. Might have made her less...
Less what?
Oh, I don't know. Less introvert.
Well, she didn't strike me as introvert the other day at tea.
Oh, that's because Mr. Shimojo was there. She's really taken a shine to him. But most of the holiday she spends shut in her room.
You make her sound like Cousin Enid.
I encourage her to have school friends round, but she doesn't seem to want friends of her own age.
Mummy!
Now, that doesn't sound like a child with too many problems.
Look at my flying train! Oh. Sorry.
Well, you remember Mr. Trent?
Yes.
How are you, Lucy?
All right, thank you.
Mr. Shimojo's been teaching her origami.
Ah.
Did you have enough paper?
Yes, but we'll have to get some more.
What sort of paper?
Oh, just plain sheets.
They won't let us have any, you see.
Sorry?
They punish us if we...
What are you talking about, darling?
If we tear paper out of our rough books at school, we're punished.
Well, why don't I bring you some from my office?
I shall have to be more careful writing this. And I must find a safer place to hide it. This morning they discovered Mary Barton's diary under her bed. They took it away and one of them cut it into pieces with his knife. Then they made her stand in the sun for the rest of the day as a punishment. I wonder if Robert keeps a diary.
Is that you, Mr. Shimojo?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. There was a phone call from the police earlier. No news, I'm afraid, but they've circulated a description of the sword to dealers and antique shops.
Perhaps they will find it.
Oh, I hope so. If they don't, it won't be for lack of cranes flying round the house.
Mrs. Bestall, I wonder, would you permit me to take Lucy to the Zoological Gardens on Saturday?
Oh, I'm sure she'd love to go.
I will leave you to prepare your meal.
Be seeing you. Yes? Oh, what is it, Mr. Shimojo?
Something terrible. My paper mobiles.
Oh, what's happened?
They have been destroyed.
Oh, good, you are in.
Well, hello, Peter.
I thought I'd call by with these. Just a few flowers.
A few? They're beautiful.
Well, they're an apology for the other night, and thank you for the brandy.
Oh, that wasn't necessary.
I also wanted to ask if you'd have dinner with me next Wednesday.
That wouldn't be the day of your divorce, would it?
How did you guess?
I'd love to. If I can get a babysitter.
Can't Mr. Shimojo keep an eye on her?
I don't like to take advantage of him. But I'll find someone. Would you like a coffee?
I can see you're busy.
I wouldn't say no to a break.
That sounds like our friends. Ah, yes, there they are.
alive in Ukraine make such a noise?
They have windpipes like trumpets.
Look at that one with a head like a shaving brush.
That must be the crowned variety. Yes, they come from Africa.
Where's our crane?
Over here.
Japanese crane of Manchuria and northern Japan.
See the way they move.
They look as if they're dancing.
Cranes are the most graceful of birds.
They won't really die out, will they?
Die out?
Become extinct. Oh. It says, in the last century, the numbers of cranes have been sadly depleted, and their very existence is seriously threatened.
It depends on human beings. In Japan, we have always protected them. There are special sanctuaries. There were also special sanctuaries in Korea. But then a war was fought in that country. After that, few flocks remained.
Why must everything good be destroyed?
It need not be.
Your mobiles were.
They weren't just torn down, either. They were cut in pieces, quite deliberately.
Do you think it had any connection with the sword business?
Oh, the police thought it unlikely. This seemed much more personal. As if someone had it in for Mr. Shimojo.
Has anyone?
Not that he's aware of. He doesn't even know anyone round here.
Oh, I might have seen him, though. Well, still quite a lot of resentment against the Japs. Especially amongst the older generation.
Oh, surely no one will go to that length.
I don't know. Someone like Cousin Enid might.
What?
Well, had she been alive? Her husband died in a Jap prisoner of war camp.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Well, they were both interned. Well, a lot of civilians were. He worked for a shipping company. They were living out in Singapore at the time of the invasion.
Were they in the same camp?
I don't know much about it. Just that I was warned not to mention the Japs when I met her as a kid. I imagine they had a pretty appalling time.
Yes.
One's heard enough tales.
And yet you meet a young man like Mr. Shimojo, and it's difficult to fathom how... Mind you, he has cause for resentment, too. His grandparents lived in Nagasaki.
Oh, no.
They were both killed outright. He never knew them, of course, but he remembers other relatives who died years later. Long-term effects of radiation.
God. How did you come to discuss all that?
We were watching television news the other night. It was some anti-nuclear demonstration. We got talking. He was very philosophical about it.
Oh, pity he and Cousin Enid couldn't have got together. Might have helped exercise some of her memories.
Crotalus atrox. Rattlesnake.
Ooh, look at its fangs.
It is one of the most poisonous of snakes. It causes many deaths in America.
And look at this one here.
Ah, the famous black mamba.
It's so long.
This is quite a small one. It says they can be as long as 12 foot.
12 foot?
Let us move on. Asia, mainland, and Pacific Islands. These are pit vipers, I think.
Yes.
It seems there are several varieties. What is this one, I wonder? Ah, yes. The purple-spotted viper.
They call it the mangrove viper, too.
Yes, you are probably right. Found in coastal regions of the Malayan Peninsula, Sumatra, etc. Especially common in mangrove swamps.
Sometimes it gets into buildings at night, looking for food.
How do you know that?
One night, one got into our... I don't know. I must have read it somewhere.
Malaysian blood python. What fine coloring he has. Look, Lucy.
Mr. Shimojo?
Yes?
I'm sorry, but I don't feel very well.
Last night, a snake got into the compound. We found it under some sacking in the storehouse. Lily said it was a mangrove viper and poisonous. But that didn't stop her beating it to death with a broom.
How are you feeling now?
Not too bad.
Headache gone?
Nearly. It was awful at the zoo. Thought I was going to faint.
poor old Lucy.
Mr. Shimojo made me sit down. Then he went and got a taxi.
It was probably the heat. You were feeling all right earlier, weren't you?
Yes.
You haven't felt faint before or had any headaches?
Well...
Have you?
Once or twice.
Why didn't you tell me, Lucy?
The feeling went away.
How long have you been having these spells?
Only a few weeks since about the time Mr. Shibata came, but...
Shimojo?
What?
You called him Shibata.
Shibata?
You must be in a bad way for getting your friend's name.
Brain feels sort of muddy.
You try and get a good night's sleep. In the morning, I'll get the doctor to have a look at you. Good night, darling.
Good night, Mummy. Shibata.
Hello, 888-903.
Hello, Helen. Peter here.
Oh, hello, Peter.
I'm phoning for two reasons. First, to find out how Lucy is.
Well, I took her to the GP today for a checkup. Seems that wasn't the first time she felt faint.
What did he say?
But it was probably the approach of adolescence. Gave me a prescription, told me not to worry.
But are you still worried?
Well, I can't help it. She's not sleeping well either. Several times lately I've heard her tossing and turning.
Her business at the paper mobiles was enough to give anyone nightmares.
Yes. It's obviously preying on her mind. I think she's afraid Mr. Shimojo will leave us. She's become awfully attached to him. Oh, what was your second reason for ringing?
Oh, about Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Our dinner engagement. Did you manage to find a babysitter?
Oh, I'm sorry. It went clean out of my mind.
Well, if you're soon to call it off.
No, I'd love to come. I think I'd better ask Mr. Shimojo after all. She'll be happier with him than anyone else.
This Wednesday.
If you've nothing arranged yourself.
No, I shall be delighted to babysit. Babysit, I like that expression.
Well, Lucy's scarcely a baby, but she does need someone to keep an eye on her. I'll leave you out of meal, of course, and if you want to watch television...
We will find plenty to occupy us.
I'm most grateful.
My pleasure.
I'll say good night, then. I'm sorry to have disturbed you. I didn't realize how late it was.
I was not yet in bed. I have just come from the bathroom.
I'll look in on Lucy, and then I'll be turning in myself. Thank you again, Mr. Shimojo.
You are welcome. Good night, Mrs. Bestov.
Lucy? It's all right, darling.
Go away! Leave me alone!
It's all right, love. It's only me.
Oh, Mummy.
Were you having a nasty dream?
Is Mr. Shimojo all right?
Of course. He's on his way to bed.
Are you sure?
Yes. I was just talking to him. Why?
I dreamt that...
What?
I don't know. I've forgotten now. But I know he was in it.
What was that?
It was him.
Mr. Shimojo, are you all right?
Yes, I am sorry. I didn't mean to shout out.
What happened?
In my bed, when I pulled back the sheets, I found a dead rat. No, don't look, Mrs. Pestel. It is not only dead. It has been dismembered.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
No, Lucy. Come back.
No, Lucy.
Today, Mary and I caught a rat and killed it with a stone. We skinned it and cooked it and ate it with our rice at supper. The first piece of meat I'd had for nearly a year. It wasn't at all bad.
Oh, there you are.
I am soaking the sheets.
You should have left that for me.
I have also disposed of the creature. How is Lucy?
Oh, she settled down at last. I gave her a sedative.
I cannot forgive myself for shouting out like that. If I had not woken
her... She was already awake. She'd had a nightmare. Huh? A bad dream. It was something to do with you, too, although she couldn't remember what. She asked if you were all right. It was almost as if... It was some sort of telepathy.
Telepathy?
Communication from one mind to another.
Ah, yes, telepathy.
She must have sensed something was wrong.
I think the blood will come out.
Oh,
sort of person would do a thing like that?
Someone sick in the brain.
Yes. Whoever it was must have got into the house while Lucy and I were at the shops. Presumably the same way he did when he destroyed your mobiles.
And when he stole the sword also.
It's beginning to look like it. I should have changed the locks right away.
You think the person has keys to the house and flat?
It's an awful thought, but I can't find any other explanation. I do have a couple of spare sets. I suppose it's just possible they managed to get hold of duplicates. I'll send for a locksmith first thing. Unless, that is, you decide you want to go.
Go?
I should quite understand your wanting to leave, under the circumstances.
Mrs. Bestall, until I came here, I had no friends in this country. Now I have you and Lucy. I will not permit some sick-headed person to rob me of such a friendship. But you prefer I should leave?
No, Mr. Shimojo. I feel the same as you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And thank you for coming.
Well, I must admit I was in two minds. Well, not that I didn't want to come. I just didn't like leaving her after all that.
And what made you?
Lucy herself. When I said I'd put you off, she made quite a scene. I think she was looking forward to entertaining Mr. Shimojo on her own.
And I've been looking forward to entertaining her mother.
She's even cooking his meal.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't compete there. I booked a table for 9. There's something I want to show you before we go. That's why I brought you back here for a drink first.
Oh, what's that?
You know the box you gave me, along with Cousin Enid's other things?
The one with the letters in?
Hmm. I finally got round to looking through them last night.
And were they from her husband, the letters?
Yes, from their courting days. I found something else, too, far more interesting.
What?
A diary. It was hidden away under the other papers in an old tobacco pouch. She wrote it in the prison camp.
Good Lord.
Some of it's in an exercise book, and then she ran out of paper. The rest written on all sorts of scraps. Spent half the night sorting it into chronological order.
Imagine it surviving all this time.
It's quite a miracle it survived the camp. Diaries were forbidden by the Japs. It seems she kept it hidden under a slat in the latrine. Here, have a look.
Oh, thank you.
It's faded in parts, but most of it's still legible. It makes fascinating reading. Well, perhaps a more accurate word would be horrifying.
I can hardly bear to write this. Robert and I have been parted. When we arrived at the transit place yesterday, they divided up the men and women. We were brought to this hole, and they were sent to another camp. According to one of the nuns, it isn't far away. But I want you here, my darling. Here with me. I wonder what your camp is like. It can't be worse than this. The filth and the food. We've only had one meal since we arrived. That was a bowl of rice crawling with maggots.
More apple crumble, Mr. Shimojo.
Oh, no, thank you, Lucy.
Custard, then?
No, it was an excellent meal, but I am now, how do you say?
Full to bursting.
Full to bursting, yes. Next time, I will cook for you a Japanese meal.
Will you?
We will start with harusame soup. No, perhaps we will have guritokani no sunomono.
What's that?
Crab and cucumber with vinegar sauce.
Oh, yummy.
And then we will have sukiyaki, steak and vegetables specially prepared. And we will finish with green tea ice cream.
And will you teach me to use chopsticks?
But of course. And now we must wash up.
Oh, let's leave it. I've got some new conjuring tricks to show you. I've been practicing all day.
No, first we will wash up. Your mother will not wish to return to the dirty dishes.
Oh, my God. Did you read this bit, Peter?
What's that?
The day she saw her husband for the first time since they'd been imprisoned, when they were out on a working party.
Oh, no, I only skimmed through the exercise book. I was busy trying to sort out the later part.
They'd been there nearly a year. Today, my prayers were realized. We went into the jungle again, 12 of us, including Lorna Davis, although her arm is not yet mended, and the last thing she should be doing is chopping wood. It was around midday. I was nearly dropping. My hands were blistered as never before, my face and shoulders burning.
I heard one of the guards call out, and I saw further down the track a little cluster of men. They were dragging logs and being urged on by the guards. I thought we were thin until I saw them. At the head of the group was a man like a skeleton. His head shaved, his arms and legs hanging like sticks from the filthy rags he wore. As they came closer, he looked up. It was Robert.
They didn't even have a chance to talk. They tried, but the guard started laying about him with a stick. Oh, Peter, how awful.
It's nothing to what comes later.
Did they manage to make contact at all?
Intermittently. They found a friendly native who passed on the odd note. And sometimes she got news via one of the doctors. Her husband seemed to be down with malaria a lot.
So they never actually met again?
Well, they planned to. It was all arranged. They were going to meet outside the compound one night, but he was caught before he even got through the wire.
Oh, no.
Well, had he got through, he'd probably have been shot outright. Might have been better for him if he had, poor devil.
Why? What happened?
He was beaten and tortured in front of the other prisoners. Then tied up and slung in a cell without food or water for over a week. He died the day after he came out. They told her it was fever, but she heard the truth from the native.
No wonder she was as she was.
Seems the one man in particular was responsible for most of the atrocities in the men's camp. It was him she blamed for Robert's death. A bastard called Major Shibata.
Shibata, did you say?
Now, take this piece of string, Mr. Shimoja. Huh? That's right. It's exactly the same as my piece, isn't it?
Yes.
I want you to tie a triple knot in it, like I'm doing.
So?
Yes, good. Now, pull the knots tightly so they can't be undone.
There.
Fine. And mine are even tighter, see? Huh? No one could undo them, could they?
I doubt it.
Now, watch. I'm going to blow on mine, see what happens. Abracadabra.
Oh.
The knot dissolved.
Very good.
Now you try with yours. Go on, blow. Harder.
It is no use. I cannot make magic like you.
It's easy when you know how.
Will you show me?
Later. First, I want to show you my other new trick.
What is that?
My best so far. Would you mind sitting on the upright chair?
All right. Like this?
Good. And now I'm going to tie you up.
Tie me?
Yes. There's some rope in my trunk.
Good gracious.
Wait a tick. I'll get it.
I can see you will soon be another Houdini.
Now sit still, please. Mm-hmm. I have to tie you really tight so you can't escape.
And then you blow hard and I too shall dissolve. Is that it?
Wait and see.
Shibata.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm certain that was the name she used. I remember because it's similar to Shimojo.
I admit it's an odd coincidence.
If it is a coincidence.
Well, how do you mean?
What if Mrs. Shelley was using Lucy in some way? And don't look like that. We know she's been having these strange lapses, fainting spells, call them what you like, and they did start about the time Mr. Shimojo arrived.
Yes, but Mr. Shimojo...
I know what you're going to say, that he's 30 and charming and had nothing to do with the war, but couldn't it be that the very presence of a Jap in the house, well, not just in the house, but in her flat, triggered something off? You said yourself that if she'd been alive...
She'd been alive, but the woman's been dead for 3 months.
One reads about these things. People being taken over by the spirits of the dead. It would explain a lot, Peter.
I hope you're wrong. Because if we carry that theory to its logical conclusion, Mr. Shimojo's in danger. Read the last lines in her diary.
I feel nothing. Nothing but hatred. Hatred for all of them. But most of all for the one responsible. I shall never stop hating him. Never. Nor will I rest till he is dead too.
How does that feel?
Fine.
It isn't too loose.
Goodness, no. You have done a most professional job.
You sure you can't get free?
Absolutely.
Wriggle out so I can see.
Oh, I can't. The rope is cutting into me. This isn't going to take too long, is it?
No. I'm going to do it now. I just have to fetch something else from the trunk.
This is the most spectacular trick. I hope it works, or I shall be tied up here forever.
Yes.
What is it you are getting out of there? Let me guess. Is it a magic wand?
Abracadabra.
My sword? Where did you... don't take it out of... No, Lucy, I told you that's dangerous. Put it away, please. Lucy. Lucy, what is the matter? What are you doing?
I'm going to kill you.
Is this some game? If so...
I'm going to kill you, just as you killed him.
Me? Kill someone?
Yes, you.
No.
Today they came and told me he was dead.
He's dead, and you killed him.
Who? What are you talking about?
How could he live after all you did to him?
How could he live after all you did to him?
Oh, Lucy, you know, I wouldn't hurt anyone.
I feel nothing but hatred.
I feel nothing but hatred.
For me?
Hatred for all of them.
For all of you.
No, please.
Most of all, for the man responsible.
You were responsible.
No, stop. Listen to me.
Shibata.
No, Lucy, you know me.
Shibata.
You're Shibata.
No, I have not heard of any Shibata.
I shall never stop hating him.
Look at me. I'm Mr. Shimoto, your friend.
Nor will I rest until he's dead.
You wouldn't want to harm me, would you?
Kill him.
Of course you wouldn't. Lucy, think of all the happy times we've had together.
Kill him.
Think of all the games we have played. The magic and the origami.
I said kill him.
Think of the thousand times.
Lucy. Kill him now.
No, I won't. Go away. Go away.
I've spoken to the doctor. He's on his way.
Oh, I think she's coming round. Thank heaven.
Mummy?
Hello, my darling.
Have I been asleep?
Sort of.
Where's Mr. Shimojo?
I am here.
Is everything all right?
Yes. Everything is all right now.
And you won't be going away?
No, Lucy. I won't be going away.
In Origami by Jill Higham, Mr. Shimojo was Sean Barrett, Helen Bestall, Carol Boyd, Peter Trent, Christopher Schooler, Lucy Bestall, Helen Worth, and the voice of Enid Shelley, Kate Lee. The pronunciation advisor was Masatoshi Tobita, and the play was directed in Manchester by Kay Patrick.
Origami was the third play in the Spine Chillers series. Next week, you can hear Dracula in White by Peter Redgrove. It's about a brilliant scientist who's made a great contribution to cancer research. He's rumored to be working on a radical alternative now to the prison system. His solution is simple, but horrifying. That's next week's Spine Chiller at the same time of 2 minutes past 3.